The blessing of Asher Yatzar, its meaning, and the necessity to concentrate properly upon its recitation. So as is ruled regarding all blessings, so applies likewise to the blessing of Asher Yatzar, that it is imperative to understand the meaning of the words of the blessing, and it is imperative to pay attention to those words while reciting them. One who does not understand what he is saying, or does but does not concentrate or pay attention, and has his mind wander while reciting it, according to some opinions, he does not fulfill his obligation of saying the blessing at all, and is hence required to repeat the bracha, even if he said it in Hebrew. Now, although we don't practically rule this way, nonetheless, from here we can learn the necessity to be very careful to concentrate while reciting brachas, as rules the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 185, halacha 2, but even more so regarding the bracha of Asher Yatzar, in which we are thanking Hashem for the great kindness he does to giving us a healthy body. The Seder Hayayim, which was written by a student of the Arizal, a native of Tzfas, writes some amazing words regarding the power, the segula of concentration, proper concentration during the recital of Asher Yatzar, that it can serve as a cure from all ailments. In his words, that if a person is careful to utter the words properly, he will not become sick all of his days and will never need a doctor. Due to this reason, and as generally applies during blessings, it's forbidden to perform other activities that require concentration while reciting Asher Yatzar. So one should stop all activity that require his concentration while reciting the bracha. Nonetheless, activities that do not require concentration, such as wiping the hands, drying them, they may be done during the recital of a blessing, such as Asher Yatzar, as is implied from the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch 183, Halacha 14, although there are poskim who are stringent even regarding these activities that do not require concentration. Now, for the meaning behind the blessing. So, interestingly, we find in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Chapter 6, Halacha 1, an entire discussion regarding the meaning behind the words of the bracha of Asher Yatzar, which is highly unusual of the Mechaber to do in the Shulchan Aruch. Interestingly, the Alter Rebbe did not record this in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore we do not find any mention of this in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Mechaber states as follows, and we will now explain the meaning of the bracha according to what he writes. We are blessing you, Hashem, that you created man with chachma. What does with chachma mean? Four interpretations. The first interpretation brought by the Mechaber is we're thanking Hashem for creating man with tremendous wisdom, as we see that the existence of the human body is a wondrous creation full of wisdom in terms of the complexity of the work of the anatomy and physiology of the body. Second explanation, it refers to the great wisdom that Hashem used to make the body in a way that the soul does not escape from it, even though in general air escapes from any hole that's found in the item that it's contained within. Alternatively, says the Mechaber, it's going on the fact that Hashem created man only after creating everything else, and that is, of course, a matter of wisdom to first create what we can sustain ourselves from and only then create man. Alternatively, says the Marsha, it means that Hashem created man with wisdom as opposed to animals that are created without wisdom. The next part of the blessing, Nekav, Nekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim, the Nekav, Nekavim is going on the holes of the mouth, nostrils, and the like, the external holes of the body, while Chalulim, Chalulim is going on the hollow limbs, such as the heart, the stomach, and the intestines. And we say regarding this, that if one of them are closed, Mechaber writes that this refers to the mouth, that if the mouth was closed when the baby came out into the world, it would obviously not be able to survive for even one moment. Alternatively, the Mechaber says it refers to the orifices that a person uses to urinate and defecate, that if they were to be closed, then eventually, when the limit is reached, a person would not be able to live for even 1 hour. Or if you would open one of them, this refers to the stomach and intestines, that if they were to be punctured, chas v'shalom, one would not be able to survive. Alternatively, if they would be constantly open, and one would be constantly defecating, one would also not be able to survive. E'ef shel iskayim, afilu shel echas, is of course going on the previous statements, of if the orifices were either closed or open, there would be major medical issues that would be lethal to the body. The words reifei chol basar, the healer of all flesh, says the Mechaber, refers to our ability to urinate and defecate. By Hashem allowing us to go to the bathroom, that heals our body. The last words, umafli lases, and he does wonders, is going on the fact, what we said earlier, that even though the body has many orifices, the soul does not leave it and remains within. Well, alternatively, it refers to the wonder that the body knows how to separate the waste from the nutrients in the abdominal tract. Alternatively, says the Magen Avraham, that it's going on the wonder that Hashem took something physical, which is the body, and connected with something spiritual, which is the soul. All this is according to Pshat, according to Halacha. We will now move on to the meaning of Asher Yatzar, as is explained in the Sefer Kabbalah, Heichal HaKodesh. In the Sefer Heichal HaKodesh, he explains the meaning of Asher Yatzar as follows. He starts off with the word Baruch. Baruch refers to the intent to draw down the neshama from the level of Keser to below. Ata is going from drawing the neshama to Chachma. Hashem is drawing the neshama to Bina. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam is drawing the neshama to the level of Teferis. Asher Yatzar Adam B'Chachma is going on Chachma Vatzilus, that Hashem created man with the level of Chachma Vatzilus. Nekavim Nekavim Chalulum Chalulum means as follows. The holes that remain constantly open, such as the nose and the mouth, refer to the channels of divine flow that travel from one sphere to another until it reaches its destination in this world. The holes that bring this divine flow are normally closed and only open when necessary. So on this we say, Shemisasim Echad Mehem. If the channels above that bring the divine revelation from the spheres would close, then nothing would receive its godly light that necessitates our ability to live. Or if one of them was open, this refers to that if the divine flow from the spheres was constant, then all the klipas and levels of impurity would also be able to nurture from it. We then conclude umafli lasis, which refers to that Hashem created man in resemblance of the divine worlds. So in conclusion, we see various interpretations, explanations, and concentrations involved in Asher Yatzar, and the main thing is that a yid is to place his effort to give the time to say Asher Yatzar properly, and as we brought from the Seder Hayyim, Hashem is to bless him to never become ill and never see a doctor in all of his days.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.